again that I recommend to just get into a nice routine, and that I go through the same steps pretty much every time you sit down. Sometimes you can go through those steps more quickly, sometimes more slowly, depending on how you feel at the time. If you go through the right steps, go through the idea of just feeling your body and learning to relax, allowing your mind to emerge into the present moment. If you go through those steps, you are sure that at least you are on the right track. Sometimes slow, sometimes fast, but at least going through them. The idea why to get to the meditation object is just to allow mindfulness to arise first of all. Really all you have to do is wait for mindfulness to come. You don't have to push the mind around too much. You don't really have to do anything at all, but apart from having the right attitude, enjoying the present moment, and as you do that, it tends to happen by itself. It doesn't happen in this way now. And spend a bit of time on the body now. Just focusing on the body, going through the body and relaxing it. Whatever you do, it's okay. But don't go to the meditation object too quickly. and make the present moment the happy one, that mindfulness can arise, that remember to get the attitude right. And there are so many ways of doing this. One of them is just to feel the sense of liberty, just being able to sit down and close your eyes and having nothing to do in the whole world. Liberty, the freedom from all the household work, from the family work, from the job, or anything else that you have to do. Just you and your brain, just you and the present moment, nothing else in the whole world. Beautiful sense of freedom that is, once you get into that, feeling that freedom that covers you itself in this way. At the start, if you feel peaceful, mind is quieting down nicely. If you have a sense of clarity, that becomes a lot of it. That is usually the time to start focusing on the meditation object. If you have enough clarity for mindfulness to become possible. And once again, sometimes it is nice to try out the metta meditation and to start out. Always remember those qualities that lead to metta in this world. Remind yourself of the beautiful qualities of generosity and kindness and compassion. What do these qualities mean to you as a self-experience? Just bring out that recollection of these qualities. then once again just remind yourself that there are so many people and so many beings in this world with these kind of qualities. Sometimes they have these qualities even to a higher degree than it is possible to imagine. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to share the world that with so many people who have never even met them before, with all of these spiritual qualities. So just imagine any direction from here, like the northern direction. Wish all those people, all those beings, may you be well, may you be happy. Then bring your mind around to another direction, say the eastern direction from here. Remember that not only are the human beings out there with remarkable qualities, but remember all the devas. The devas who have been reborn where they are, because of very strong spiritual qualities. Lots of like that, lots of compassion and lots of kindness. Again, what a wonderful thing it is to be able to share this universe with such beings. And all those beings in the East, may you be well, may you be happy. Now, bring your attention further down to the southern direction that all the beings to the south and reestablish this idea of all the beautiful spiritual qualities that exist in so many people, so many beings. And if you wish again, you can include way down in the south the Amasara Monastery here for the nuns and also for the Nyana Monastery here. Remember that around the world that there are so many people like that, that monastics and otherwise that who practice the path to the best of their ability. And again, what a wonderful thing it is that we can honor such people in this work. That once again, bring all those people to the south, that may you all be happy there. May you all be well. finally bring your mind around to the western direction. You can try, if you wish, to mix a bit of compassion with an effort. Remember that all beings, regardless of their qualities, that we are all so vulnerable to suffering in this world. Remember the suffering, regardless of the good qualities, and also all the animals out there who are similarly very vulnerable to the world around them. Bring this into the picture as well. And all those people, all those beings out there, may you be well, may you be happy. Visualize in your mind's eye the entire planet Earth, with all the beautiful colors, the blue, the green, the white, and the brown. See, I'm Earth in your mind's eye. You see it like that. See it as waving in a golden glow. A golden glow like that coming from your mind. And all the beings on this planet. Remember all the good qualities down there. All the beings, visible and invisible, then. May you all be well. gently bring your awareness back to the breath. And stay with the breath for a few moments. Once again, ask yourself now if you feel an improvement in the state of mind. Is it the same or is it worse? Ask yourself why that is the case. Try to understand the causality, the perception of that work and how that's not working. See if you can understand the process of meditation practice. Short break, that's the second part.